Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
I just have to say, I really enjoyed watching March Madness, even watching the Masters, which I'm normally not into golf, but I tell you, it was really fun. I watched the final day, though.
That's part okay. Of it. That's
it was
best,
fun.
That's the best day, usually.
And you watch these tremendous athletes, and you don't think about all the work that the coach, for example, would have to do to make sure that he or she has the right team. Because one person, one player's parent even, can really kill the culture of a team. Listen to the head coach for UConn, for the men's basketball team, Dan Hurley, talk about some of the factors that he considers when deciding who he wants to play on his team.
Have they played on seven different travel teams? Have they transferred to four or five different high schools? When you talk to the parents in the recruiting process, are they constantly complaining about the coaches after a bad game, or are they, you know, sending you a text or you having a conversation, where their son has got to do more, he's got to play harder, he's got to work on his skills. They tell on themselves, they drop hints, and, you've got the wrong type of kind of, people in that inner circle around your players, they'll sink your program.
Yeah, he's saying, of course, you want somebody who can sink the three-pointers. You want, obviously, the really great players on your team. But very important, too, is to make sure that you're not going to have the wackadoodle parents out there screaming at you, making ridiculous demands, and kind of being helicopter parents. The parents who, if the coach tries to correct the player on something that he or she did or did not do, they're going to end up screaming at the coach saying, you shouldn't be yelling at my child and da-da-da-da-da-da, you need to play my child more. And some of those requests might be within reason, but I think a coach having to really factor in the player's parents is totally fair game.
Couple of observations. Number one, you can't argue with Dan Hurley's success, right? Couple national titles.
It's like Dawn Staley. Like, I don't love what she has to stand for. I don't like what she stands for, but she's been pretty successful.
Whatever his approach is to how he recruits players, it's working for him. let's put it that way. Number two, Dan Hurley is dead to me because we offered him $11 million to come to Kentucky and he turned us down. Number three, if I don't know, and here's the thing about it. This is not a criticism of Hurley, because clearly his record speaks for itself. I don't know how many McDonald's All-Americans he had on his team. My guess is I don't remember hearing of any, although there may have been one. Kentucky had a bench full of McDonald's All-Americans and didn't make the first round of the tournament. They didn't make it through the first round. So it clearly what he's saying there is important. You also have to find players with similar skill levels, right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can be the hardest worker in the world. I mean, I honestly believe I could take every lesson in the world of golf and I would never come close to being able to participate at the PGA or the senior PGA or any of that. I wouldn't. I mean, you either have that skill set or you don't. So what he's saying is not extraordinarily difficult to achieve. I applaud his willingness to come out and say it, because he's basically firing a shot across the bow of anybody that wants to come and play for the national champs.
Well, he's saying heads up.
You come here and play. I'm looking at your schedule, and if you went to 7 different AAU teams just because you didn't think the last one let you play enough or didn't treat you fairly, maybe it's because you weren't working hard enough.
Right, but he's also saying, I'm looking at your parents, too. I'm looking at who you're surrounded by, because that's going to affect our team, essentially.
Yeah.
So that's as important, but that is important. I mean, think about any sort of job application. One of the things that we're always told is if you are hopping around job to job and every 6 months you pick up and you're like, I'm just not happy here. Boop, I'm going to try somewhere else. And you have 10 jobs over the last 5 years. That's a red flag for most people. Now, sadly, a lot of employers are so desperate to get someone with a heartbeat to actually work and show up to work that they're willing to often overlook that, is what I'm hearing. But typically, that is a big red flag. If you can't stay at some place for, my gosh, even like a year, that says something, I'm sorry, about you. If there's a pattern.
And, you know, COVID changed a lot of that. I'm glad you mentioned that, because people used to be rewarded for staying with their company for a long time. And people were ruthless during COVID. I mean, just ruthless, and would shop for jobs so that they didn't have to leave the comfort of their apartment. I know some companies had restrictions during COVID, but my point is, I know some people high up in HR for a company that's a national company, and they said that they would get multiple rejections of job offers if there was just the slightest little thing the person didn't like about it, like the possibility that 6 or 8 months from now you might be required to come into the office occasionally.
Yeah, I think when the restrictions lifted, people were shopping around to see where they could at least be, remote, but hybrid.
They'd walk away from a $75,000 a year job offer because they didn't want to risk having to ever go back into the office again. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Again, like, I don't think that Hurley is saying if you transfer once or twice that that's the end of the world, but it's like, to me, it just really kind of shows who you are, maybe, and if you're a little unreasonable about things, and that's why you're just picking up and transferring teams all the time.
I'm glad he's putting that out there. I don't think a lot of coaches talk about those things because they don't want to scare away potential recruits.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying, here are my standards. And he must hate the transfer portal. All these coaches must hate the transfer portal. It's awful. The transfer portal sucks. Because it's ruining college basketball. It used to be that if you wanted to transfer, particularly within your own conference, let's say the SEC, somebody wants to transfer from Mizzou to Arkansas, you had to sit out 1 year before you could participate as a way of discouraging that kind of activity.
Yeah.
In COVID, they opened it up because of COVID, and they've never shut it. So a kid has one good year and the program loses them instead of being able to develop them for a year or two because they don't want to honor the commitment they made to that school that gave them free tuition and room and board and everything else.
Well, no one really wants to honor any commitment these days, whether it be a job, marriage, commitment to a school. It's like it's whatever floats their boat is what they do. Have you seen parents, or dare I say, have you ever been one of those parents who's on the sidelines screaming and telling the coach, put my kid in right now?
No. Maybe I should have been, but I really wasn't. I mean, normally if I'm on the sideline yelling at something, it's at my kid. And I was unlikely to do something like that, to be honest with you. But I did coach him at a couple of different sports over the years, and I would correct.
Which sports?
On occasion. I think I coached him on a soccer team one time when he was little, and flag football team and just things like that. Nothing too competitive. But
yeah, I hope I'm not that parent. I don't think I will be, but I went to my niece's basketball game and I wasn't yelling like put her in or anything like that. But I'm like, man, I'm really yelling a lot. I got really excited, but I'm very competitive.
It's hard not to get involved, but you also, most people have that filter that doesn't make them that parent. And then you go to a game and you see that parent and you just want to throttle them.
Yeah.
Like, shut the hell up. Let that coach coach your kid.
Yes.
If you don't like that coach that bad,
take your kid off the team.
And maybe if that's their high school, then you don't have that option, right? Unless you want to pull them out of the school and move them somewhere else.
Yeah. Parents just need to chill out and let the coach coach and not be so quick to blame everything on the coach, just like the teachers. I think that's what parents are doing nowadays is if the teacher tries to correct their kid, it's like, how dare you do that? It's like, well, sometimes your kid needed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not every circumstance, but.
It's true.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.